Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hi, babe.
Hi, babe.
How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you want to tell the at-home audience how you're feeling?
Not well.
Okay.
I do not feel well, but I am here.
Yes.
And you summed it up beautifully today, because I'm looking at you and I'm desperately like trying to have a conversation with our children. The beautiful thing is literally everybody but you had the day off today. So
yes.
But even with you having the day off, it's like you're down here in your office and so everybody's home.
Yes.
I've changed my clothes, but like, I think for the most part, like everybody's still in their PJs. Everybody's just still kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just very, and I had great ideas of grandeur.
Yes.
Started off really strong. I woke up like I was ready. Let's go. Let's do things.
I was going to say, I remember like,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't get it started as early as I wanted to, but I still like,
yeah.
It was like almost 7:30 when
so,
I like
was we were rested.
Like, yeah, and you're rested. you're like, yeah, you know, I'm ready to get up. You know, go ahead, turn on your side of the light. Go ahead and turn off the fan.
I'm like,
all right,
yeah, like let's go.
Yeah,
let's go. So, I get maybe an hour into the day, which I always get frustrated because I'm like, I need to just my workout needs to be my very first thing because I'm like, it just needs to be.
Yeah.
Because within an hour of being awake, like all of a sudden I'm going, what is that? What, like you hear it in me, but I've been sounding like this for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at you going, I just, it's that space where you like, I just want to throw up. Just let me throw up once. I'll be all right. But it just, it's like, and you said it's like a, what do you say? It's like a battery powered car.
It's like a remote controlled car.
Yeah.
Where the, you know, when the battery is fully charged,
yeah.
you can zip and you can turn and
yeah.
you can do all the tricks. And
when the
battery gets low, you get in spurts or you're just sluggish.
Yeah. Like I was like, okay. Cause I had Christmas cards I was going to do and I was going to help with you finishing the devotion. And then I was like, ooh, I want to make Christmas cookies and I want to get creative and I want to learn how to do things. Like I was all excited.
Yeah.
I got 2 Christmas cards done.
Good job.
Thank you. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, our dishwasher has broken.
Yes.
It's broke. It's officially broke. I discovered that the dishes that were in the dishwasher today were not clean, that apparently it broke before it could do the last load.
And I think that's on me.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. So I opened it to mold and penicillin, like stuff.
So that should have helped heal you.
You know, you would have thought. And so I had enough energy to do the dishes because our girl's like, what are you making for dinner, Mom? And I was like, I will cook if you wash the dishes, knowing that our dishwasher is kaput.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, I'll make taquitos. I'll just go ahead and make some taquitos, Mom, which basically that pulls them out of the freezer, throw them in the oven, and then you're done, which is fine.
It's like the brown and serve rolls for Thanksgiving.
It's fine. So, and then I tried eating a little bit more. You've been very good to me. You made me some protein today. Made myself and Gabriel some protein today.
Yeah.
And Sebastian does his ramen and his stuff. But like I started eating, telling you about like some of the stories from Gabriel's world and just from just stuff that I was thinking about. And you were like, this would be a really good podcast. Let's talk about that. And so here we are.
Here we are.
And I'm trying to do my best to have all the energies.
Yes.
All the energies. I'm like, I will get on the treadmill when we get done with this.
Yes. No.
And I have just determined that probably some of what's going on, because I talked to my besties, right? Talked to some of them today. They're like, "You all right? How you doing? What's going on?" And for those that listen to In the Real, know that last Tuesday, I had my MRI for my breast. Heather and I made all the fun comments and cracked all the jokes and talked about eggs, like all the things. And then tomorrow is my follow-up. And so I can't be not feeling good.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, part of me goes, I wonder if maybe part of this is what that is. Just not that I picked anything up from the hospital, but you and I have both learned that I have a certain thing about me that when my body even remotely stresses, I'm not stressed in a space of there's a fear. Even if they did find something, you and I would be fine.
Yeah.
We would be like, it's no big deal. What do we do next? What's the next step? But I think that there's always just that little thing inside me that just goes, because my body kind of starts running down about the time that these things kind of show up on the scene.
And I think it's one of those things that it's not necessarily, you know, to kind of go on the, you know, it probably is stress, but it's one of those things that it's not, you know, it's kind of back to the not all stress is bad.
No, no.
You know, because, you know, stress is what helps keep us alive in some degrees. And, you know, it helps with that fight or flight response and all. And so it's like, but
I'm
it is.
Gonna,
it's
see, that, it's I don't that. Have fight or flight. I just have a lay down and just, I'm going to take a nap.
Fight, flight, or nap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, but it is. It's that, you know, again, it's, you know, because even if it is, it's that, you know, that degree of holding your breath.
That's a good analogy. You're coming up with, you really are being able to explain me better today than me.
I appreciate that.
Explaining me.
but it is. It's that degree of holding your breath.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we could break down the physiology of, you know, if you're not breathing right, you're not going to be living right. And, you know, at times like this, when it's just, you know, even though we know that the test results are going to be negative, you know, they're not going to find anything, but it's that I know everything's fine. I'm just waiting for them to say everything's fine.
Yeah.
You know, and even that pause, you know, because again, it was, you know, Tuesday was the MRI.
Yeah.
This upcoming Tuesday, which is tomorrow while we record, is going to be the reading of the results.
Yeah.
And so it is, it's that, you know, because nobody will tell you at the MRI, oh yeah, everything looks fine. I didn't see anything.
Right.
They can't say that because, you know, they have to wait for somebody special that has been, you know, the anointed one to read the results of the MRI.
Right.
You know, pull out the scroll of truth and, yes, we found nothing. Oh, okay, cool. Thanks.
And then we're in the midst of holiday season. We're trying to do the Christmas stuff and get
it is pre-winter.
It is pre-winter. That was the best reel ever. It is pre-winter. It is not winter yet, but it is pre-winter. And we're just getting ready for that. And we're in like I kind of alluded to, like we are in the space of finishing up the last of that devotional. And now we're in the process of how do we go about it? Who do we go through? How do we price it? All the things, the stuff that just...
It's like the business side of it.
The business side of the world, of the things. Yeah. But it's good.
Yes.
So, but it's good. It's really good. And all I can think of is in these kind of moments, especially when I do not feel good, I always think how much I appreciate you just simply because you take very good care of me. And there's days where you're like, I didn't do anything. And I'm like... I think you don't understand when I say when you take care of me, you don't insist that I take care of everything else and do all the things. You're not a taskmaster.
No.
Whenever like, oh, you're fine. Just get up and no, you're fine. I'm really not. I don't feel good, but I will. So you don't do that to me. No. You actually do let me rest and I do appreciate that.
You're welcome. Appreciate that.
So what are we talking about today? You're going to do a lot of the talking
because
this
my
is
best.
Wearing me out.
Yes, no, I hear you. It's probably going to be a short one then. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because again, It could be a single bite or it could be a full meal. Our goal is to have a filling experience at the table.
That was cheesy.
That's cute.
Cheese
does sound good. But we're going to talk about transparency today.
Yes. Because
sort of a backstory to this, we were talking, and because again, we talk about this a lot and we talk about relationships a lot.
Yeah.
One of the things that we were talking about one day was, in a way, it kind of has to deal with your past.
Yeah.
And I was trying to write this out. I was going back and forth about, you know, we were going back and forth about putting this as a week of the devotional, and
yeah.
And I think I want to scrap it, and we'll just talk about it as a podcast episode, and not put it in the devotional.
Or maybe surprise, surprise.
You know,
yeah.
Always looking forward to feedback.
But what this started off was
everybody's got a past.
Yes.
You know, some people before they get married, they've had the experience of, you know, they've always known Jesus and they've never been with anybody else.
Yeah.
And you know, the person they marry is their one and only forever and always.
Yeah.
You know, there are others that have lived through all the ups and downs of life's craziest roller coaster.
Yeah.
And, you know, and not that one is better than the other, not that, you know, cause a lot of times it's like, I hear these stories of people that have gone through the ringer
yeah.
in life that have, you know, lived all the crazy experiences and,
yeah.
you know, been in the bottom of the bottom. And it's, you know, it's like, I always want to hear that as a cautionary tale to people that have not gone through that.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to walking in faith, because I don't want people that are feeling mediocre in their faith mm-hmm. to hear those stories and think, oh, I have to go down this tragic path
yeah.
in order to walk closer with God. It's like, no, you don't.
Right.
You really don't. I promise.
Right. we've got people in our lives that have lived that. Like I
yeah.
always think of Papa Charlie and Mama Karen. Like they, you know, like I know that they, and Mama Karen, if I have this wrong, please correct me. She will.
Yeah.
But my understanding is like Charlie wasn't raised in like a Christ-filled church or Christ-filled family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think either one of them were, but they found Jesus like at very young, kind of early on, or at least teens, 20s.
Okay.
And then that's when they finally kind of came together. One of the horse riding people that
yeah.
were with them was like kind of a pastor mentor
person.
I
loved hearing that story,
isn't that
by
the sweetest story? Like
yeah.
we got a chance to see her.
We're just going
to
go hang out and ride horses together
yeah,
and fall in love.
And fall
like,
in
oh,
love.
That's so sweet.
It's the sweetest story
yeah.
ever. But they're each other's one and only, right?
Yeah.
Like kind of situation. There might have been dating. I think that was correct, right?
Yeah.
They both had dated somebody before, but not anything to hear from Karen, like she's like, yeah, she completely blew a guy
yeah.
off. Been like, no, I like this guy.
Yeah, because it was like her pastor like set her up with some
yeah.
guy, and
yeah.
she was like, yeah, he's okay.
Yeah, like no, I like him. So if we embellish that or if we got it completely wrong, Karen, we're sorry.
Yeah.
But it was the fact is that they were together for so long, like literally
yeah.
just kind of their one and onlys. It's the same story that like our daughter will have.
Yes.
We can. That's what she desires and that's what she will have. Our son will have that also.
Yeah.
And we are very blessed with people that like in our church, some of the young adults, different ones that have literally lived that.
Yeah.
Which is a blessing. We have not, you know, like I think of Kayla and Hunter, right? Like they
yeah.
are like each other's one and only. And there's these beautiful, beautiful stories. I know that you said one isn't better than the other. I will actually disagree. I will say being with Jesus constantly is always going to be better than
True.
The other. It
True.
Just is.
Oh yeah.
It just is. I do hear what you're saying,
yeah.
but, man, like to know that you didn't have to go through the same rigmarole and the heartache and,
yeah.
and the drama and the stuff, like that we did.
Yeah.
And then our favorite joke all the time being, but it's serious. We're serious when we say it, of the reason why our marriage is so good now is because we learned fairly early on in our previous lives how to do marriage badly, how to do relationships badly. At the beginning of our marriage, it was a little rocky, but like we had a good, I think we had enough sound footing that helped us get through the rocky to where we could get onto the solid ground.
Yes. And I think, you know, kind of that part is what I really wanted to talk about today. You know, because again, it's one of those things that, and people could take this kind of what I'm going to go at. People can take it to outside of relationships and outside of marriage, and just, you know, normal walk with God. But it's like, with that past in mind, you know, I think it's very important that we do have that transparency, you know, at the beginning of a relationship, you know, preferably before you get married. Or if it has to wait until after you're married, I mean, that's fine. That's how it happens. But it's that level of transparency of here's my past,
right?
You know, it's kind of like the, you know, here's what you're getting when you get me, you know, type thing. You know, again, not to, and I know some of the stories, you know, some people could be intimidated by it. Some people could feel embarrassed of, oh my gosh, I'm telling this person my deepest, darkest secret. Yeah. And it's not that, it's like, it's not what that is for, but it's similar to, you know, how we want to expose everything to the light of Jesus. And right. we want God to cover and wash us with his blood, you know? Right. And so it's like, so everything is made new. So everything is made clean.
Right.
And it's like, in a way, that's what we're doing with our spouses, mm-hmm. with our future spouses, is mm-hmm. we're sitting here saying, you know, I want there to be no secrets between us.
Right.
You know, I want everything to be out in the open. You know, but there's also that level of, I can tell you all the dark that I've been through without showing you all of the dark that I've been through.
Right.
You know, because I think back to some of our stories, especially some of my stories, it's like, I'll tell you enough of what I've been through, what I've done, what I've seen, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, I don't have to
go into the major
details. Yeah, I don't have to paint all the details. I don't have to be, you know, that, like, you know, when you're looking at a picture of something, you know, the photorealism, it's like, it's not abstract, but it's not photorealism. So it's like, you know, but
it's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, enough. And it's like, that's what you want to do because there's two illustrations that I had in my mind when we were talking about this. Like originally the concept, kind of the idea I had of this was, you know, for people that do have a lot of stuff in their past or mm-hmm. even just a little stuff in their past, you know, it's almost like the stuff you've done is all put into a file cabinet.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of people that what they try to do is they have this file cabinet of stuff that they've done, you know, especially if they weren't Christian, you know, it's like, here's the stuff that I did in my past life before I knew Jesus, you know, here's what I did. And I'm just going to shove a bunch of Jesus stuff into this file cabinet. Right. So the Jesus stuff will cover the bad stuff that I did. And I'm just going to shut the file cabinet and know that that's my Jesus covers.
Right.
There's a bunch of Jesus stuff in there and there's some other stuff in the back that's crumpled and covered and it's okay.
Right.
But I think what's not good with that, not best practice, if you will, is yes, you're putting a bunch of Jesus in there. You're filling your head with a bunch of Jesus. You're filling your heart with a bunch of Jesus, but you're not actually dealing.
Come on, babe.
With the stuff that you did,
right.
You're not dealing with the multiple partners you had,
right.
the paganism, the
right.
junk, the trauma,
right?
You know, and then like the other illustration that I had was we are meant to, with our past and all that and what we've done and our lives, we're meant to clean it with the blood, not cover it with the wool of the lamb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, like when I was kind of like doing an illustration, it was like, you know, I can sit there and I can put it out on the table and I can show you and say, right, here's what I've done.
Right.
Here's who I was.
Right.
Or I can say, well, everything I did was on this piece of paper and I put it under this box that has Jesus stuff and it's there, it's on the table.
Right.
You know, and it's like, you know, it's because we're not dealing with it.
Right. Right. I think that there's some things that that do just kind of go away, right?
Yes.
Like,
oh,
we,
yeah,
we know that there, we know the power in the blood. We do. We, yes, genuinely, you and I genuinely know the power of the blood of Christ. Like, our lives are a testimony. That being said, I would also say the reason why we know to such gravity and to such depths is because we have opened up our file cabinets, literally flipped them upside down, let them hit the floor and say, okay, so this is what I did.
Yeah.
This is who I have been. This is what I have done. These are the people, these are the players in my story. This is, you know, all this stuff. And then allowed the Holy Spirit to not just the forgiveness of our sins, the forgiveness of our failings, our shortcomings.
Yeah.
It's been the Holy Spirit coming in and saying, let's cut away the soul ties. Let's disentangle your thought system.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and heal those holes that are in your heart because you've given pieces away of who you are. Let's go ahead and start washing off those fingerprints,
yeah,
of all the people and the partners and the things and the trauma.
Yeah.
Let's start dealing with some of these things. And he's so gentle and he's so kind and he's so good, but he's also, he's a jealous God.
Yeah.
And it like makes me think of, what is that line in, Narnia? Where he's talking.
Oh, yeah.
What is
it? When they're asking, when one of the children is asking about Aslan.
Yeah.
And he's like, is he good? You know, it's like, he's dangerous, but he's good.
Yeah.
Or is he gentle or kind or something? But yeah, they're asking about the lion.
It's, yeah,
like, he's dangerous, but he's good.
But he's good. And that's what I think of when it comes to the things of God. Because a lot of times people go, well, dangerous is horrible, or you know, yeah, aggressive or whatever, or just ferocious, fierce, right?
Yeah.
These are very intense words. They're like, oh gosh, you know, and I'm like, no, the Lion of Judah, that's like who you want into your space.
Yeah.
You want somebody that is going to fight for you because he knows the adversary that's coming for you. He knows the one that's wanting to literally steal, kill, and destroy. He knows the one that wants to keep you in your file cabinet and keep you covered,
yeah,
in your chaos and in your sin. He's not going to pull punches.
Yeah.
He's going to go after the jugular of the enemy of your soul.
Yeah.
And when we, as the people of God, especially when it comes to our spouses and the relationships, even with our children, when we step into that space and we say, you will not have,
yeah,
you will not have my family. You will not have my marriage. You will not have my children. You will not have my friends.
Yeah.
You know, like Sunday, I think of, when we had the sermon, and I was talking about the biodome, and this kind of ties into what you're talking about, because if we stay in a shallow space,
yeah,
if we don't allow the roots to go deep, because Because the reason why the roots aren't going deep in a relationship, well, why can't we seem to hit, we keep hitting a certain space, guys. Like, we can't seem to get really deep in our relationship. Well, what have you been covering in the under the surface?
Yeah.
What is underneath the surface that might be keeping you from going into those deep spaces? Because you got to do some digging.
Yeah.
You got to go in and say, why do I respond the way that I do? Man, every time you say this, babe, this seems to trigger me.
Yeah.
Every time you do this, babe, this seems to, right? And it's like, maybe find out what it is, you know, get it exposed.
Yeah.
So that way it can be dealt with. And so that freedom can start coming and your relationship can become stronger.
Yeah. And, you know, I think back a lot to my walk with God now versus how I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I was raised Catholic and there are like, it's like, I don't want to sit here and say it's like there are different rules, but there were different rules and there were different ways that we did things.
Right.
You know, because I know that now I can, you know, I can go to God and I can be like, God, I sinned, I messed up. I want to do better. I truly am sorry. You know, please forgive me. I want to move on.
Yeah.
Let's move past this. And, you know, God's pretty much like, hey, you asked for forgiveness. Cool. Done. Book's closed. Let's go on. Let's go forward. And it's like the way I was raised was when you had it, you know, when you asked for forgiveness, you know, you actually had to go to a priest and it was called confession. And it was, side note, that's why I was always really confused because they're like, you know, can make a confession of God. And I'm like, but that's what you do when you sin. Why are we talking about sinning when declaring what God is to you?
Aww.
So, yeah. So I always have trip up on that word.
Aww.
But yeah, so in confession in the Catholic Church, it's like you are encouraged to like name all of your sins.
Yeah.
And like how many times you did it.
Dang.
And it's like, if you didn't, it's like you're almost taught, and that it is, it's basically how you're taught, raised, whatever you want to call it, that if you didn't name that specific sin in confession, then you're not going to be forgiven of that sin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you're almost taught of when you're listing your things at the very end of, well, that's all I can think of, but I might have forgotten something.
Wow.
You know, I poked a badger 3 times. I had 16 lustful thoughts. I punched my sibling 14 times. And, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's very different. But yeah. So it's like, but again, it's just, I say that to say, you know, with all of this, you know, again, it's not that we have to be specific when we're talking to our spouses, our future spouses, or to God with, I've messed up in my life.
Yeah.
I want to do better. I want to be better. I want to go forward being better with you.
Yeah.
And it's like, boom, blank slate, let's go.
Right.
You know, you don't have to sit here and, you know, again, when we got together and we were talking about our past, we weren't recounting every single episode of every single bad thing that we've done with each other, we probably would still be having that conversation and probably wouldn't be married yet.
Possibly.
You know.
But I know that we also exposed a lot of things that
we
needed,
did. We did.
That
we
needed
did.
To be
we
exposed.
We did talk about a lot of stuff that had to be exposed.
There were definitely things that needed to be talked about.
Yes.
And I think that that's the part that we're getting at, that allowing yourself to be transparent enough with that, with your spouse to say,
yeah,
this is what I'm struggling with. This is what I'm dealing with. You know, even things that don't even quite make sense. Like, well, why are you thinking that right now? I don't know. It's just, this is what I'm dealing with. It's weird. There's nothing there. I don't even understand, but this seems to be the battle that I'm battling right now.
Yeah.
And what we get to be as spouses and as each other's helpmates, we get to come alongside and say, well, guess what? You don't get to battle it by yourself now.
Yeah.
this is now something that we get to come together and we get to we get to speak the name of Jesus over.
Yeah.
This is something that we get to pull down the strongholds and call down heaven and ask God to give us direction, give us wisdom. How do we handle this, Father?
Yeah.
How, you know, because we've got friends, we've had people that have even come on here, and like we've had people that have talked about like battles with pornography. We've had other people that are battles with, you know, lust, battles with other, right? Like
yeah.
just other things. And it wasn't dealt with to the capacity that it could have been dealt with until the other spouse knew.
Yes.
Until it was brought to the light.
Yeah.
Until it was brought out of the filing cabinet.
Yeah.
Until, you know, it's like you could, the one spouse could claim Jesus and cover it with Jesus all day long. And again, thank you, Father, for your blood. Thank you for that, right? Thank you for the covering. Ultimately, it's like, do you want to be healed?
Yeah.
Or do you want to be made whole?
Yes.
Right? Like,
yeah.
do you want to be healed of this? Yeah, I want to be healed of this. Okay. But do you want to be whole? Like,
yeah.
do you want to be restored? Because being healed is one thing. Like, it's still there. The evidence is kind of there. It still has
yeah.
residue. Like, okay, well, I've been healed of this, but I still have that.
Yeah.
When you become whole, like, your whole being becomes restored. Your thought process, the way you respond,
yeah.
your actions, your reactions, like, those buttons that the enemy has had play in for so long, mm-hmm. they start becoming disengaged.
Yeah.
It's walking in that kind of freedom. Not having a fear or a concern that when your spouse is out of your presence, that they may be doing something or thinking of something or talking to somebody or whatever,
right.
all of the things.
Yeah.
Like there is a genuine freedom and a wholeness and a healing that comes to everybody involved.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. That's so true. Because it is, it's, you know, even with the filing cabinet and trying to shove all the Jesus, you know, it's almost like you're trying to do all the Jesus knowledge and you're trying to check off all the boxes of,
yeah.
of look at me, I'm a good Christian. And you know, I've done this and I've done this good deed and I've done this good deed and I learned this and I went to this class and I got this certification. And it's like, but did you talk to God about it? I appreciate that you took your notebook and you wrote all these really great, really, really great things.
Yeah.
But did you show God the inside of the front cover of here's how I grew up?
Hmm.
You know,
yeah.
here's what I was called when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't want to be called that anymore.
Hmm.
You know, and because God can do that.
Yeah.
You know, God can do that restoration. God can make you whole.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't know why I'm going off into this tangent, but I am. It's like, God did it. Gonna mess it up. God did it for Jacob.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, cause you know, they said Jacob was, you know, trickster and fraudster
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
tricked his brother out of his inheritance for mm-hmm. a bowl of soup, you know, mm-hmm. disguised himself with the help of his mother to steal his brother's birthright.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and had a dream where he was wrestling with the angel of God.
Yeah.
And said, God, I can't beat you. I'm not going to give up. I need you to change me. I need you to change my name.
Yeah.
And so
I'm not leaving here until
right,
you touch me.
You know,
yeah.
it's like, I want to fight this out with God.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give up.
Yeah.
But I need you to beat me. I need you to win.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, from now on, you will walk with a limp and you will now be called Israel.
And people will know that you have been in my presence. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, we hear all these stories. We celebrate all these stories.
Yeah.
And then we sit here and think, I was too promiscuous in my past. I could never be great. I could never, not even great. I was too much of a sinner when I was a teenager, when I was in my 20s, that I can now no longer be good in the eyes of God.
I will never be able to have a healthy marriage.
Yes.
Yeah. I have too much stuff. Right?
And that's...
It's a lie. It's a lie of the enemy.
It is.
It's a lie of the enemy.
And I hear all these stories, and I do my best to read all these stories, and it's like, the Bible makes it seem so simple, and it really, really is, you know?
Yeah.
It really is. God, I don't want to give up.
Yeah.
But I need you to win.
Man.
And we as humans are so afraid to say that.
Man.
Crap.
Man.
Yeah. Don't know where that came from, but there you go.
That's good.
So it really is that easy, folks. It really is that easy to just say, God, I was a bonehead.
Yeah.
I want to be better. Not just cover my sins, my past, my flaws with your blood, but wash me clean.
Yeah.
Replace my blood with your blood.
Yeah. Yeah. I need you to win.
Yeah.
God, I need you to win.
Yeah. I'm not going to give up, but I need you to win. Because I think it's that first part that's important, because how many people are like, I'll just give up and I'll just sit here and I'll let God win. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you have to be an active participant in this.
Yeah.
You have to be an active participant.
Yeah. Wrestle it out with him.
Yes.
Yeah. Go deep. Find out the reasons. Like, I'm sure the reason why he's like, I do not want to be the same person when I leave here. I do not want, and I don't, and that's going to look different for everybody. Every one of us has got some sort of different something, but it's even those that have walked this life literally from birth, you know, literally walking the golden streets and doing the things and being with Jesus, you have to battle this out.
Yeah.
It's like, it's an easy thing, but it's not, but it is, but it's not.
Yeah.
Because we have flesh and we have an enemy. But when we know that we can trust the one that we're battling this out with.
Yeah.
It is easier to stand and say, you want me to change this? All right, God, then I'm going to trust you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to trust you to help do it because I can't. We've already proven I can't do this without you.
Yeah.
And then just be raw and transparent and real and then let him win.
Yeah. Bottom line. That's it.
It's really good, babe.
Thanks, babe. It's like I almost want to say, that was a fun one.
Man.
Not know that was coming out.
I watched your face. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have the best week.
Enjoy the journey.